So, staying in the bathroom, let's welcome Neil Haverson with his last word. And if you were listening to that last piece, Neil, I think you should consider that you got off rather lightly. What have you got for us this time?
Here's a bit of trivia for you. Did you know that touching wood for luck comes from a pagan belief that trees are the home of fairies, spirits, and other mystical creatures? So, if you had a wish for something in the future, you touched wood. The evil spirits wouldn't hear, and the bad luck would go away. Well, sorry, pagans, I've proved it doesn't work. In June's last word, I expressed my fear that during lockdown, something such as the washing machine or the microwave might break down, and we couldn't get an engineer out to come and fix it. I included the phrase, "and I'm touching wood as I write." That came back to haunt me when I was in the bathroom washing my hands. I had just completed singing the second verse of Happy Birthday and went to turn off the tap. I turned and I turned and I turned and I turned. Thankfully, the water stopped, but the tap head kept turning. The screw in the top of the valve had sheared off. I could see that a new valve and tap head were needed. It would mean a new head for the other tap, as we'd never get a match for our ancient ones. You may recall that elsewhere in the June column, I referred to Mrs. H's concern if she spotted me with a spanner about to attempt some maintenance. I used plumbing as an example, commenting that she warned me off doing it myself. So I thought I'd better brief her on our latest catastrophe. "Houston, we have a problem," I called to her. I use this old chestnut when I want to break bad news without sounding panicky. "It needs a couple of new valves and tap heads," I explained, "and I can go online and order..." "No! We can't afford to be without water in the bathroom if you make a mess of it." You can see where my life's inspiration comes. We do have a good man who has bailed us out before in times of crises. Thankfully, he was working subject to the social distancing rules. Now, here is one of the great benefits of online. I photographed the offending tap and emailed it to him. So on the day, he turned up with all the correct parts. We shut ourselves away, so there was no contact. Owing to the rule affecting tradesmen, he didn't get his usual cuppa, and he was spared having me peering over his shoulder asking inane questions in the hope I might learn something. It took him little more than 15 minutes to do the job, and he was gone. I shudder to think how long I would have wrestled with it. I'd probably have ordered the wrong size valves. Were they half inch or 5/8? And what's that in metric? The only other problem today has been a dripping overflow. I ventured up among the spiders and fiberglass to check the tank in the loft and identified a ballcock issue. I freed it from its collar of limescale and gingerly bent it slightly to stop the tank overfilling. I was on tenterhooks in case I caused further damage and caused water to cascade through the ceiling. I returned to ground level and with an undue degree of arrogance informed Mrs. H, "Fix the overflow. Ballcock just needed a tweak." Anybody would think I'd just saved a jumbo jet from crashing by spotting a vital screw that needed a little tightening. To steady myself while I was accessing the tank, I clutched the roof timbers for support. Or was I touching wood? Just in case.
Well done to you, Neil. Perhaps when this is all over, you can get a job as a handyman?